just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks for listening as we are in Season 7. This is Episode 23. I thank Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. You can email me at right.todd@yahoo.com if you have a comment about something in one of the previous fantasy football podcasts, something I talk about in this fantasy football podcast, or for some draft advice going into your drafts, which I would imagine the bulk of them were coming up on or just after Labor Day weekend, or you've already done the draft, you want to send me the results of your draft, you want me to give you an opinion, I'll happily do that. We do it one-on-one. No one else can see it via email. So email right.todd@yahoo.com. You're welcome to follow me on Twitter at toddwright2121, but do not ask me fantasy questions there. And on Instagram at toddwright2121, you're welcome to follow me there as well. All right, so let's go back to last week. We did four podcasts on quarterbacks. Then we ended last week with the first of three podcasts on running backs. We already did two running back-based podcasts earlier this week. Let's do this and at least tomorrow's podcast on wide receivers, okay? So, based on scoring production from my leagues, you know what I'm about to say. My 21st century, modernized, standard scoring settings. Here were the top wide receivers. Here are the top 18. And you say, well, why are you giving me 18? Because I call them pass catchers for a reason, because I do not play mandatory tight ends. So tight ends are ranked with wide receivers, and I am going to isolate tight ends probably in their own podcast on Friday, just the handful that are actually fantasy relevant. Mark Andrews finished sixth at the wide receiver slash tight end flex position last year, and Travis Kelce finished 12th. So that is why when I did my rankings from last year and I maintained the board the entire offseason, I know everything about it. I study it. I'm looking at it right now for podcast purposes based on production from 2021. I ranked top 20 pass catchers. The only two tight ends that broke the top 20 were Andrews at 6 and Kelce at 12. So, Cooper Kupp, number one, right? You know that. 275 was his scoring in my league. And still amazing to me that Todd Bowles couldn't get in a defensive play call in a tie playoff game with seconds remaining to actually cover Cooper Kupp and prevent him from setting up a game-winning field goal by a former Buck kicker that ended the Bucs run at a second Super Bowl. And that's the Bucs' new head coach, right? So Cooper Kupp, number one. Debo was number two because of all the times that he ran the ball or ran jet sweeps, which were similar to running plays, but were counted as a passing play. Debo Samuel finished number two. And I told you, if there are five reasons why I won my podcast league last year, the fact that I made a trade, aggressively made a trade, went after Debo Samuel last year from an owner who likes to make trades, but an owner who's really, really good and has won two league titles. But he offered me trades back, including or without Debo Samuel. I got Debo, and he helped me win a championship. Jamar Chase finished third. Devontae Adams, four. That was with Green Bay. Justin Jefferson, five. Then Mark Andrews was sixth in wide receiver tight end production. Then Tyreek Hill, seven. Stephon Diggs, eight. Mike Evans was 9. DK Metcalf was 10. Deontay Johnson was 11. Already told you Travis Kelce was 12. Mike Williams, 13. CeeDee Lamb, 14. Keenan Allen, 15. Lockett from Seattle, 16. T. Higgins. 17, Godwin, 18, Renfro, 19, Cooks, 20. All right, let's also make sure we mention DeAndre Hopkins, who is the most talented wide receiver on this list. I had him last year, and then I got away from him when I could. It just seemed like there was something wrong with him, and of course then he missed the back half of the season with an injury, and now he is suspended for the first six games of the regular season. So basically half your fantasy regular season you would be without DeAndre Hopkins. I know some people are going to draft him. You know, it's tough to draft a guy and just let him sit on your bench because bench spots are valuable. So I get some of you are going to draft DeAndre Hopkins in a mid to late round and say you're going to sit on him. It's tough to do. It really is tough to do. Some people tried to do it with Michael Thomas. Couldn't do it, and it wasn't going to pay off. So DeAndre Hopkins is a unique case. I have loved owning him in the past. When he was with Houston, his first year in Arizona went very well. I think I'm off him this year, unless he comes back in week seven, hits the ground running, has two or three big weeks. Then I could go after him and trade. I could go after him and trade and see if I can get him. But I just wanted to at least acknowledge DeAndre Hopkins, since he's obviously not ranked from last year and is one of the bigger names out there at wide receiver. But he's a very unique case. No one's drafting DeAndre Hopkins this year in the first few rounds. And if they are, they don't have the right information. Okay, so let me just go down the board and make a quick comment about the 18 pass catchers here. Let's do it this way. See how quick I can make a comment. And remember, these are the season end rankings based on actual point production from my leagues last year. It's not a projection looking ahead. This is where I use my own information, and I base opinions on their production and then what's the situation this year. Yeah, I'm a little concerned that Cooper Kupp, first of all, I don't think he can replicate what he did last year. I think his numbers will go down a bit. I don't think any less of him as a player, but it just stands to reason his numbers will come down a little bit from 275. I'm worried Matt Stafford is not 100% healthy. And with how the Rams are managing his baseball-like elbow, it does concern me as it relates to Kupp. It does. Debo, he wanted to get paid based on how much they used him last year and how many wide receivers got paid this offseason. By the way, I should acknowledge A.J. Brown didn't finish in the top 20 of my pass catcher rankings, and he's a top 20 pass catcher for this year now that he's traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. So I want to acknowledge A.J. Brown is someone who I would consider a potential back end wide receiver one, front end wide receiver two. That's what I'm looking at with AJ Brown. Debo, not sure. You know, it's the same Kyle Shanahan. He lost one of his offensive staff, at least one, to head coach the Miami Dolphins. Trey Lance is now the quarterback, at least for now. Jimmy G is still there, but Trey Lance is the opening day quarterback. I don't imagine Debo starts the year lining up very much as a running back. The contract situation is still unsettled. He's been nursing a knee injury. I'm not going out of my way to draft Debo early this year. The more he falls, the more I'm going to keep an eye on it. But it's going to be tough to predict that kind of usage this year. There are a lot of variables there. New quarterback, how enthused is Debo right now, considering he doesn't have a new contract? And would the Niners want to maximize his usage in the early part of the season, or did they do that last year because they felt they had to, you know, in the back half of the season? So I'd love to own Debo, but I'm not drafting him as the second wide receiver off the board, and most people aren't. According to Fantasy Football Calculator and thousands of mock drafts, the top three, it's kind of interesting to me, the top three wide receivers off the board in fantasy football drafts are, in any particular order, Kupp, Chase, Jefferson, kind of like when you're picking your top three right now to start the college football season, in some order, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia. So then there's Jamar Chase at three. I think Jamar Chase could be used in some of the ways Debo Samuel was used last year. I do. Chase is going into his second year. Why not get him the ball more? Why not? That wouldn't surprise me at all if we see Chase used as Debo was used last year. Not sure how much. But Zach Taylor, offensive-minded head coach, it feels like there could be a copycat there. Devontae Adams was four last year. That was with Aaron Rodgers throwing him footballs. Devontae Adams is now very well paid, but he has his other quarterback buddy, Derek Carr, throwing him balls. Derek Carr cannot throw a football the way Aaron Rodgers can. It doesn't mean I don't want to own Devontae Adams, but I have been, you know, while King Henry has been my man crush for years, Devontae Adams has been who I cheat on Derrick Henry with. And I'm not as enthused to take Adams this year. If he falls to me and is clearly the best available talent in a later round where I would normally take him, then I'll consider him. But I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know. Carr is not Rodgers. He's not. Jefferson actually finished five last year, and it was a great five. I owned Justin Jefferson last year. I'd love to own him this year. They have a new offensive-minded head coach in Minnesota. Very big on him. No reason to think he won't be another top five wide receiver this year. Tyreek Hill, so then we skip over Andrews. Tyreek Hill, seven. I go back and forth on this. I don't think I see in the mock drafts Tyreek Hill isn't going as high as he went because Patrick Mahomes, Tua Tagovailoa, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr. But we've been through this with Hopkins changing teams and not much changed. Right now, give me Tyreek Hill. Yeah, sure. I don't like a lot about the Dolphins, but Tyreek Hill may be their best football player. And that, as we know, one play, Tyreek Hill can get you double-digit points. One freaking play. He's still that fast. I think he's motivated, at least to start this time in Miami, to prove that Kansas City shouldn't have traded him. Yeah, I like Tyreek Hill. I love Stephon Diggs. He's just a consistent wide receiver one. You got to be patient with him. Some will say, well, with Gabriel Davis, Diggs is still the better player. Diggs is still the more productive player. Attention on Diggs kept opening up, you know, Davis in that terrific playoff game against the Chiefs. I'd love to own Gabriel Davis as well, but Diggs is still the wide receiver one in Buffalo and very worthy of it. Mike Evans, is he outside of Tampa Bay, where Homer Buck fans smartly draft him every year? This is the quietest every year wide receiver one. Finished ninth in production last year among pass catchers, wide receiver slash tight end. Everything looks the same to me. DK Metcalf, good luck. You seem to be the new Allen Robinson. You have nobody to throw to as of the time of this podcast. You have Geno Smith and Drew Lock, and there might be someone else at some point. Good luck with that. A wide receiver without a quarterback isn't a wide receiver, isn't a happy wide receiver, and isn't a consistent fantasy starting wide receiver. Then we go to Deontay Johnson. I believe there was some sort of injury with Johnson within the last week. So keep checking status on him. A lot of moving parts in Pittsburgh, and then we even heard about the Lisfranc injury for Najee Harris. It feels like Trubisky's going to get first chance to be starting quarterback, which makes sense. He's the veteran. If you start Pickett over Trubisky, I'm not sure Trubisky's going to be very invested. Then if you bench Pickett, do you lose Pickett mentally? So this is being handled right. Pickens is a rookie wide receiver, I think does have some fantasy significance this year and is rosterable either week one or via waivers after week one. Deontay Johnson makes a lot of plays. I consider him more of a wide receiver two type, maybe a wide receiver 2/3, but he does make a lot of plays. And if Pittsburgh's quarterback play is better, there's a chance Johnson can pay off, but just don't overdraft him, because Najee Harris is still going to touch the ball more than anybody else. Then we skip the Travis Kelce spot. We go to Mike Williams. Huge start last year for Mike Williams. Then a bit of a drop-off. Then he picked up again. It was inconsistent after the first month or so, but he still finished as wide receiver 11 and pass catcher 13. And many believe he's just a better player now than Keenan Allen. I'm resistant to say that. I think they run pretty equal. Maybe Williams is the better red zone threat, but then could you argue Eckler's the better end zone threat for Justin Herbert? You do get Justin Herbert in the deal with Mike Williams, and he stayed a lot healthier last year than he did in previous years. CeeDee Lamb, probably not going to be on any of my fantasy teams. There's a long list of wide receiver twos in the NFL that do not make the step up to wide receiver one within their own team. And until Lamb proves otherwise, I'm hesitant to believe that Lamb, who did finish as wide receiver 12 last year, but now there's more attention on him. He doesn't have Cedric Wilson over here and Amari Cooper, when healthy, over there. Then there's Keenan Allen. There he is. Keenan Allen's you know what I said about an every year Mike Evans being the quietest wide receiver one? Keenan Allen's kind of the quietest wide receiver two. Lockett, not touching that with the quarterback situation. T. Higgins came on last year, didn't he? Yeah. That feels pretty good if you can get T. Higgins as your wide receiver 2/3 with Joe Burrow running the show and Zach Taylor calling the plays. Chris Godwin, not sure when he plays. It feels like he'll play earlier than James Robinson from Jacksonville. These are both, I bring them both up, not because they're playing on state of Florida teams, but because both are just really solid fantasy options. Godwin was better for getting a real quarterback in Tom Brady. James Robinson's better for getting a real offensive coach and NFL coach in Doug Peterson. You can get a value on Godwin and just, you know, keep checking status on Godwin leading right up to your fantasy draft. Don't expect him to play week one, but it doesn't feel like it's going to be a long time. unless news has come out before this podcast. Renfro was wide receiver slash tight end 19 in my settings last year. I owned him for a time. There's nothing not to like about Hunter Renfro. Hunter Renfro is not going to win you a fantasy championship, but he can be a very valuable and I think consistent performer. And adding Devontae Adams only helps that because he was the best receiver on the Raiders the last couple of years. Now he can flourish because there'll be more defensive attention on Devontae Adams. And Josh McDaniels can use Renfro the way McDaniels has used receivers with a similar skill set in previous years in New England. As Matthew Berry would say, give me some Hunter Renfro. And finally, number 20 on the pass catcher list was Brandon Cooks. I want nothing to do with players on certain teams in the NFL. I'm a podcast. I'm the defending champion of the podcast league because I never spent any time worrying about a New York Jet. I never spent any time worrying about a Houston Texan. And I never spent any time worrying about a New York Giant. I didn't get James Robinson. He was the exception. You know, four teams pretty much annually stink in the NFL these days. Both teams in New York, the Jags and the Texans, especially since the Texans are led by loser Lovie Smith now as their head coach. So poor Brandon Cooks. If I'm not going to own him, there is some value there as a wide receiver three, in my opinion, or to stash as a wide receiver on your bench. But who knows what's going to happen in Houston going forward. I do like Pep Hamilton as an offensive coordinator, but as far as Cooks, nah, no thanks. And remember, Robert Woods is now in Tennessee. Woods will probably be productive the first couple of months. After that, I'm not so sure. That's been a recent trend. Woods would be someone that if you can get him, use him. But then, yeah, if you want to make a big trade about a month into the season, you might want to include him. Someone might overpay you in a trade for Robert Woods. All right, so there's some talk on wide receivers. I'm going to do some more wide receiver talk tomorrow. Not sure where I'm going to go with it since I just talked about a bunch of guys. But tune in and see what happens. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters with a big shout out to Bill Curry Ford. Thanks for listening.